Creating me a clean heart. this year, we can say that Comforter abides
Amen.
With me.
Amen.
Father, through it all, how faithful that you be. Father, you've been there as the Comforter, you've been there as the guide.
Amen.
You've been there as our strengthener, you've been there as the one that gives us a revelation of your word. You've been there as the strength giver.
Amen.
You've been there, Lord, to deliver us, Lord, to heal us, to touch us, to lead us in your house. And Father, at the end, Lord, of this year, as a few more hours, Father, the calendar will change to a new year. Father, we do appreciate an opportunity to come to your house once again, just to think of your goodness, to meditate upon the things that you've been and the things that you've done. Father, the times that you've lifted us up, Lord, the times that you've, Father, so given us that which we needed just at the time that we needed, Lord. Father, the friends you've given us, Lord, the family of God, Lord, the gifts that you've sent, the ministry that you've given, Father, all the things that you've done for us in this year.
Yes, Lord.
How we long to come upon this evening, Lord, to forget about ourselves, to concentrate
yes,
on
Amen.
You. Father, just to appreciate, Lord,
Amen.
All that you are to us and all that you do
Amen.
For us,
Lord.
Father, where would we be if it wasn't for the Comforter? Lord,
Amen.
Where would we be upon this night? If it wasn't for you, Lord, abiding with us day by day,
being
with us everywhere, Father, knowing our every care,
Amen.
Father, we appreciate and we thank you for your grace.
Yes.
Now, Father, we want to bring all that would be said and done upon this night to pray that your unction, your anointing would be upon every offering, Lord, every talent, every gift, Lord, and every sacrifice of praise, every testimony that people would give, Lord, everything that would be read from your word. Every word that will be spoken about you upon this earth.
Amen.
How we pray, Father, for your holy unction upon it, Lord. Father,
Amen.
That you would just fragrance it, Lord, with your perfume, the perfume of your presence upon this
earth.
Amen.
Lord, that it would be a sweet savor unto you, and that it be
yes,
a sweet fragrance unto us, Lord. So, Father, be with us right from the beginning, right to the end, Lord.
Yes.
Bless the song leader. Bless the musicians.
Amen.
Bless each brother and sister in the post of
yes,
duty upon this night, Lord. Them that aren't here, would you think of them upon this night? We commit them in chance. May you be with them as well, Lord.
Yes.
But, Father, we wait upon you now. We desire just to approach you in that certain way. So continue to help us in this song worship.
Yes.
Guide and lead and bless. Father, this night we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I sing that song, you see, I'm not feeling well, so I can't strum the guitar. I feel like fainting. But it's okay. I'll make it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing that song. I don't know why Jesus loves me. Amen. Jesus loves me. Oh,
I don't know why.
the days of Elijah.
Yes.
just want to welcome you to the New Year service. God bless everyone. Let's be seated for a few minutes. I just wanted to read something before we get into our program this evening. Thank you very much to the musicians. So what we've got this evening is we've got ourselves a five-course meal. I'm sure everybody likes a five-course meal. So we've got five people preaching for us tonight. And so Brother Max is going to take the first session. So Brother Max is going to preach from 8, take about 30 minutes, we said, or so. And then where I got this from was from the message from that time, which was a New Year's message the prophet preached. This was the end of 59. And I'll just read how he starts off before we give over to Brother Max. He says, "Now Brother Neville and some of them will be speaking in a few moments, but I want to read a little something out of the scripture now." So he took a little bit of time as well. And he says, "And it's good, I think, on New Year's night to see different preachers and the way they approach a text and what they say and so forth, and each man having his own way of preaching." He says, "You know, God doesn't make us all alike. He makes us different. He made us different in our stature, made the world different, big mountains, little mountains, prairies, deserts, big white flowers, blue flowers, all different kinds. God is a God of variety. And I kind of like that, don't you?" He says, my, I like this. And I think it's a good thing as well. So we're really looking forward to it. Brother Max is going to take the first session at 8. Well, then maybe about 8:30 or so, we'll have 30 minutes of worship and testimony. So that's the time now, saints, for your testimonies, come, for your items. We're really looking for the saints to get involved. Then Brother Max Jr. will come at 9, up to about 9:30. Then again, we'll have another 30 minutes. Saints, come, please. Whatever you want. I know you can have the play, whatever other things you have. We'll have those things involved then. Then at 10 o'clock, we have Brother Eddie's coming. And we'll have another 30 minutes of worship. At 11 o'clock, we'll have Brother Will. And then we'll continue on up to 12. And then I'll come on at 12, just to wrap things up and have some worship and so forth. So I'm really looking forward to just the way that the prophet says. And I just wanted to read his prayer that he prayed at the beginning of the service. He says, "Gracious Heavenly Father, it is again with grateful hearts that we approach this new year."
Amen.
And that is my testimony. I have a real grateful heart as I approach this new year.
Amen.
When I look back at this year that lays behind, the Lord has been faithful.
Amen.
The Lord has been very, very good. And he says, "And we approach thee to bring to thee all of our cares of the past, and ask that you'll put them in the sea of forgetfulness."
Amen.
So our cares and our worries from this year gone by, let's put them in the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
Let's move on to new things. He says, "And that you'll remember our sins against us no more. And may not only we check up with our spiritual being, but may we check our fellowship with you."
Amen.
That's always a good thing as we come to any turn of time. It's a good opportunity to check your fellowship with him.
Amen.
Now, how was your fellowship last year this time? How were you walking with him then? How are you walking with him now?
Amen.
Has there been progress? Have you gone backwards? Has something come in during the year?
Amen.
It's an ideal opportunity as the word goes forth, as worship goes forth, as we come then to midnight and enter to worship and pray and commit ourselves to the Lord as the year turns into the next year. It's an ideal opportunity for us to be checking up, to see where we are spiritually at this time.
Amen.
So the prophet says, "And may you forgive us of all our sins. And we ask that your spirit will deal with us tonight."
Amen.
Don't you want that?
Amen.
I'm sure every single one of us is here to say, "Lord, as the word goes forth in its diversity, Lord, let your spirit deal with me."
Amen.
One more time this year before we come into the new year. And he says, "And if there be any unclean thing about us, Lord, take it as far as the east is from the west."
Amen.
"Cast it into the sea of forgetfulness to remember it against us no more.
Amen.
That you might enter into this new year clean."
Amen.
"Washed by the blood of the Lamb and ready."
Amen.
Oh, friends, is that not a wonderful thing? That we can enter into the new year washed in his blood, washed in the waters of the word, and ready to go forth in service for him once again.
Amen.
And that's why we've come for this meeting this evening, I'm sure.
Amen.
Then he says, "May the this 1960. Yes, I made this 2018 be the greatest year that we've ever served you.
Amen.
Let that be our prayer this evening. Say, let this year that lays ahead be our greatest year that we've ever served you.
Amen.
Give us the exceeding abundant.
Amen.
It says, Lord, let it be your will and your power that will lead us to these things. And in the new year, if we should at any time be stepping out of your divine ordained path, may the Holy Spirit put a block in the way and stop us, Lord, and turn us to the right place.
Amen.
He says, grant it.
Amen.
Then he finishes off, he says, bless this little church, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, way close to 30 years, I guess I've stood here. It stood here as a memorial of the grace of God to a humble people.
Amen.
Our friends, that is our testimony as well. As we gather this evening, we have a place to come and shelter, spiritually speaking, under his wings. This is a memorial of the grace of God.
Amen.
To his humble people.
Amen.
That
he's
given us an opportunity once again to come before the Lord. And then he finishes off, he says, we pray, Father, that you'll bless Brother Neville, the pastor.
Amen.
Bless all the church. Bless the trustees, the deacons, the song leader,
amen,
the pianist, all the laity, everyone, the Sunday school teachers, whatsoever more. Lord, may we be able to grow this year in the grace of God.
Amen.
Our friends, that's our desire. Amen. And may our membership grow into greater numbers.
Amen.
Let it be so.
Amen.
And more grace of yours,
amen,
than has been in this year that's gone by.
Amen.
Granted, Father.
Amen.
I'm sure that's your desire. So let's stand once more, saints. We invite Brother Max, if somebody could just say to Brother Max, I've taken 2 minutes of his time. Apologies for that. Let's sing one chorus if the Brother George is coming to just start one chorus for us. As we ask Brother Max to come and welcome everybody, please feel free to come with your items. Feel free to come with your broken voice. Feel free to come with your not so perfect gift. As long as it's coming from a perfect desire, it will be acceptable before the Lord and pleasing before the saints. So may the Lord bless our services.
I love you. Us to be here.
Amen.
So Lord, we thank you. As the pastor has already prayed, we commit all into your hands. Father, we want to show our appreciation towards you.
Amen.
The word that you have given to us, Lord, it has really blessed
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And as we look into your word, Lord, this evening, once again the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, will come, bless this word, and lift it up, and make it a living bread.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? I got my phone blackened. And so the program that the pastor sent, I never knew anything about it. Amen. So when I came, the pastor was telling me, oh, you can go to the office. I wouldn't understand it. So just I asked for the heavy burden to look. The program is out and you are the first person to preach. Amen. We thank the Lord that we are here tonight, knowing very well that He is in our midst. The two children, are you here?
Amen.
Tonight, maybe I'm going to speak to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So don't sleep. Amen. Open your ears.
Amen.
And listen. Praise the Lord. I have two scriptures here tonight, and I want to talk something about perfection. I believe that's all what the Lord wants us to be.
Amen.
To be perfect before Him.
Amen.
So our first reading, shall we stand to the reading? That's Matthew 5:48. Be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our second reading, Hebrews 6:1-3. Paul was saying something here. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works.
Amen.
And faith towards God. Of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead. And this will we do if God permits.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you tonight you have permitted us.
Amen.
And as we look into your word of God, we know that, Lord, you want your children to be perfect.
Amen.
Because you are perfect, Jesus.
Yes.
Bless your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now we receive it. So in the message book, the Hebrews that his prophet preached, he asked a question. I said, could we be perfect? It's a very strong question. I said, could we be perfect? That question is in chapter 6, as paragraph 247. I said, could we be perfect? And I see that's a very great question. Amen. And he's saying we've read two scriptures. The first one, he said, be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then, Paul also saying, let's leave behind the principles of the doctrine of Christ and all those laying of hands and doctrine of baptism and the resurrection from the dead and everything and go on to perfection. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet went on to say something here. He said, watch this. Let's get this word perfection right. Let's get this word perfection. He said, do you know there is only one way? Children, are you listening? Praise the Lord. He said, do you know that there is only one way you will stand in the presence of God?
Amen.
Only one
Amen.
And that is what? Perfection.
Hallelujah.
Because he is perfect. Praise the Lord. And so, now the question is, how are we going to be perfect? How are we going to be perfect? Can I be perfect on my own ways?
No.
Thank you. Prophet himself said that. He said, how could you ever perfect yourself when you have not one thing in you to perfect you?
Amen.
Because, he said, you have been born in sin.
Amen.
He said, your very conception was in sin.
Amen.
And the very desire why you are here, the desire of your parents, was sin.
Amen.
Amen. So you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came to this world speaking lies.
Praise the Lord.
But the prophet said, the requirement is what? Perfection.
Amen.
The requirement is perfection. And we all want to stand in his presence.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even tonight, we believe we are in his presence because
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that's the requirement. So the prophet said, well, someone would say, if I never had evil thoughts in my life, probably that would make me what? Perfect.
No, sir.
You have never had any evil thoughts in your life. That can never make you perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He said, maybe I've never spoken bad words in my life. The whole of your life, you have never even spoken any bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, that cannot make you perfect.
Amen.
Why?
He said, I never looked at anything evil. And never thought anything evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, that can never make you perfect.
When he said something, he said,
the whole of my life, I lock myself in a room and be praying all day.
Mm. Oh, praise the Lord.
He said, I could come through life and stay locked in a room and never see the world.
Mm.
Stay in there, pray all my life.
Man.
Do good.
Mm.
And give to the poor everything I got.
I'm still a sinner.
Mm.
And will go to hell.
My.
My. This is great. My brother.
Amen. Even he talked about the Pope. He said the Pope in Rome. Who calls himself holy? He said he was born in sin.
Yes.
Shaped in iniquity.
Amen.
He said Amen. His parents were born in sin. His grandpa, his grandma, they were all born in sin.
Mm. That's right.
Mm. And so, who can say that this is holy or that is holy? There is only one. Only one.
Amen.
That is holy.
That's right.
And that is the Lord Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Praise God. He said,
Amen.
The Son of the living God, he has made perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet said, now, Branham Tabernacle, but we are putting now Dublin Christian Fellowship. I know we have had what? Healings. That's wonderful.
Amen.
We've had visions. Oh, that's fine.
Amen.
We've tried to help the poor.
Yeah.
And we do what we can. That's all right.
Amen.
Oh, yes. We got the doctrine of Christ.
Yeah.
That's what we preach here. Amen.
Amen.
We believe he was the Son of God, a virgin born, isn't it?
Amen.
We're preaching it over here. Praise the Lord. We believe that with all these things, that's just wonderful. resurrection of Christ. We believe it. See? That God was made flesh. All these things, that's just wonderful. But that's not what we are talking about.
Amen.
He said we are entering into another phase.
That's right.
That is now living those principles. Those principles, they are good. They are okay. But he said the person living those principles, let's go on to perfection.
Amen.
Because our God who is in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
And he wants us also to be perfect.
Amen.
We all know that old tabernacle. Praise the Lord. That was in the wilderness. Amen. We know God. Okay, let's. Children, are you listening? No, God loves fellowship.
Amen.
So right from the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, we have heard all the time that God always comes down and what? Have fellowship with what? With Adam and Eve. Then sin came in, and that divine fellowship was not broken. But God had always loved fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. And so one day he called a certain man. He just called him Abraham. He called him and said, I will bless you. And I'll make you what? A great nation. We know all the story about what? Abraham through Isaac, through Jacob, and how they sold his brother to Joseph. And so their brother Joseph to Egypt. Children, you know all this. So the children of God now, they went into what? Into captivity somewhere. And then they were delivered by the mighty hand. Who? Who was that? Who delivered them? From Egypt. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Oh, when the children of God were in Egypt, God sent someone to go and deliver them. Who was that? Children? Moses. Okay, God bless you. So we know Moses took them. See, all this time, God still loved fellowship. And so even when the children of God were going to that promised land, he wanted to be in their midst. And so he asked Moses to build what? A tabernacle. So that he will always be in the midst of his children.
Amen.
But the tabernacle, he was what? He was hidden. No one could see him. Only one man could go in there once in a year. And you know that man also?
Amen. Amen.
Children, you know that man? Aaron? Good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, God always loved fellowship. He wanted to always dwell in the midst of his children. And so, whilst in the tabernacle, he was what? He was hidden. And only one man can go into the holiest of holies. But we know that God is a perfect God. And something happened. One day they brought sin to the camp. God asked Moses to move the tabernacle out from the road, the camp.
Amen.
And place it outside the camp. So that if they want to worship, they have to go beyond the camp to meet what? God.
Amen.
So God always loves fellowship. Amen. But God never wants to hide himself from his children. He wants his children to see him, to speak face to face with him. Not only one man coming to what? Coming to his presence. He wants all of us to come to his presence. So he needed another tabernacle. Amen.
Amen.
So let us read something from the prophet here. He said, watch. Now let's turn for a moment to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. He said, but Christ, being come of an high priest of good things to come, a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. Praise the Lord. And so now God wanted to what? Wanted to dwell in another tabernacle. So that we can what? You and I can approach him.
Amen.
So he took the tabernacle of what? Jesus Christ. God came and dwelt in the body called Jesus Christ. Amen. He said it was a perfect tabernacle. And it wasn't made by what? Human hands. The prophet said, the old tabernacle, you notice, the old tabernacle had a veil that hid God, where God lived. How many know that? He said, well, that old man-made tabernacle, there was a curtain with a dyed goat skin and so forth, and made a tabernacle to hide the presence of God. Now, but God then became another type of a tabernacle. And that tabernacle was who? Jesus. And God was inside Jesus. And he hid. But he was reconciling the world to himself by his expression. Jesus' expression was what? To bring together all his children. So that now we can go to him, not only Aaron had to go to him every year. But you and I can now approach him.
Amen.
So he took that tabernacle. And so the prophet said, now God inside a human body. Not behind a goat skin dyed goat skin, but living, moving. Now we have God had hands, God had a feet, God had tongues, God had eyes, and it was what? It was Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now, he said, we now have God in our midst. And all his expressions, Jesus Christ's expression, was what? Revealing who God is. So that now we can what? See God with hands, with eyes, with feet, with everything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that's why now let's go back to our topic again, our text again. It says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
So, as we have all known, God has always loved fellowship. And so, he wanted to restore that fellowship that got lost in the Garden of Eden. That's why he entered into what? Jesus Christ. So that he will restore that fellowship once again.
Amen.
That is going to what? Lead us on to that perfection. As we go on now. Amen. So, during those days, we all hear that the priest will do what? It was the blood of bulls and goats. But every year, let's say that I'm a thief. So, when the year comes that Aaron is about to go to the holiest of holies, I have to find a sheep without blemish. And I bring it toward the priest. So I will put my hand upon the sheep, and then they will slaughter that sheep. And the blood will be used as Aaron goes in to sprinkle upon the altar. For what? For my sins. But me as a thief, during the whole year of 2017, I'll go back and steal again. Praise the Lord. I'll go back and steal again. And so, 2018, like today, whilst Aaron is about to go, I have to find another sheep. So always, from the same sin, I will commit it again. So the Bible says the blood of bulls and goats could not what? Wash away our sins. The only thing that could wash away our sins was a sinless blood.
Amen.
A perfect blood.
Amen.
That is the that tabernacle so that he will be able to do what? Wash away our sins once and for all.
Amen.
Amen. So, the prophet read Hebrews 10, 12 to 17. But let's read to 14. He said, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, and from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
Amen.
For by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Amen.
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 Brother, my sister, now it is what? The blood of Jesus Christ now has washed away all our sins.
Amen. Thank you.
A perfect blood. And the prophet said, but this man, what man? Not the Pope of Rome, not the Bishop of the Methodist Church or any other, but this man Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Mm. And henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
Amen.
For one offer he has perfected and has made perfect.
Hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Hmm.
And so the prophet said, let us go for that perfection.
Amen.
It is no more the blood of bulls and goats. But this time, it is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That have gone to the holy place for what? Eternal redemption.
Amen.
Now, listen closely, we are going to look at this eternal redemption he's talking about. Amen. And so when we talk about eternal redemption, that means you have redeemed forever. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said not to be redeemed today, and then the next week, then when they say, Baba, you come back again to be redeemed. No, sir. You are redeemed once and for all. And so he said, even you will never be able to love to what? Backslide.
Amen.
Because that redemption is what? It's total.
Amen.
Said, your redemption is once and forever.
Mm.
No more redeem, redeem, redeem. It is eternal what? Redemption.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. And how can we receive this eternal redemption?
That's right.
See, it is sometimes a message that I have to cut it short because it's a very long message. So the prophet brought in another text from the Bible. How can we receive this redemption, this total redemption, this eternal redemption? How can we receive it? He said, he that heareth my words, now listen closely, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me,
amen,
has eternal life,
amen,
and shall never come into judgment, but has passed from death unto what? Unto life.
Yes.
And so, this eternal redemption, to receive it, is what? Is he that heareth my word.
Amen.
And believeth on him that sent me.
Mm.
He has eternal life.
Yeah.
That's praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are getting closer to what? To the perfection.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
This eternal redemption is what? Is the one that hears his word and believes on him. He has what? Eternal life.
Amen.
And so when it comes that way, the prophet quoted Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. There's no more condemnation. If you now have accepted Jesus Christ, there's no more condemnation. revelation, you have passed from death unto what? Unto life.
Amen.
Amen. And then he said, I want to talk something about who walks not after the flesh. Because that's where we always get it wrong. Amen. If we want to be perfect, then he said, you are not supposed to walk after the flesh.
Amen.
And what is that? Therefore, no condemnation to them that are in Christ will walk not after the flesh. The things that you see, praise the Lord. The things that this your eyes see, everything that you see with your eyes is earthly. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is some of them. He said, everything that you see with this your eye is
Amen.
What? Earthly. He's talking about what? Walking in the flesh. In the flesh. Praise the Lord. Walking in the flesh is what? What this your eye sees. Praise the Lord. Everything that you see with your eye is earthly. But the thing that you see in your spirit through the word, the word of God, amen, that's heavenly.
Amen.
So now, we walk about. We see many things around us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We see many things. The prophet said they are all what? Earthly. It's a type of what? Flesh. All the things that your eyes see. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, what your eyes see, my brother, it is something that never had to be what your life will what rest upon.
Amen.
Your faith must not rest upon the thing that your eye sees.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's why
Amen.
At another place he said, we walk not what? In the flesh. Praise the Lord. We walk by faith.
Amen.
Faith is what? A substance of things hoped for. An evidence of things not what? Seen.
Amen.
And so now, he said, when you see, but the things that you see in your spirit through the word of God, is what? Is heavenly.
Amen.
So the word of God becomes what? A looking glass. The word of God becomes a looking glass that reflects what you are and what God also is. Then who didn't look into a looking glass today? Oh, God didn't look at it. Oh, God bless you.
I used to.
Everyone looks into a looking glass.
Amen.
Every day. You try to straighten your tie. You try to make sure that, oh, your coat, your shirt, everything is what? It's okay, your hair, you try to, especially our sisters. Praise the Lord. You look into what? The natural looking glass every day.
Amen.
But what the prophet is telling us today is what? Let this book be your looking glass.
Amen.
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 Let it be your looking glass. He said, this is the only book that can tell you where you come from.
Amen.
Who you are.
Amen.
And where you are going.
Amen.
This is the only book that can tell you.
Amen.
Show me any page of literature anywhere.
Amen.
All the sciences and anything else, every book that has been written. Show me, none of them can tell you where you come from. Amen. Science will tell you you come from somewhere, which is a lie. Amen. So this is the only one, God. See, this is God's looking glass that shows what he is and what you are. Then in between, there is the bloodline for you to make your choice. Are you going to look at the things of this world? Or you are going to look into what? The word of God. So I know, Praise the Lord. I think that women can find this. What the bell goes, that means families in it. So now, let's look at the people. Let's look at just three.
Look in the mirror, brother.
Three people. Amen.
Amen.
That's actually, they were able to be perfect.
Amen.
To be perfect.
Amen.
There are people that were able to live perfect, then we must also be able to
Amen.
Be
Amen.
Now, quickly, let's look at Lord. Quickly. That's 5 minutes. The bell, see, when the bell rings, it does mean 5 minutes. So, the next people that will come, do it that way. When the bell rings, that means 5 minutes. Amen. Now, Lord! Amen. He said, look at Noah, Genesis 6, 9. He said, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God.
Amen.
So there is someone that was able, God could say that he was a perfect man.
Mm.
So that means we can also be perfect.
Amen.
Noah walked with God. Noah always believed in God's word. Something that has never happened. God said, prepare yourself.
Amen.
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 Noah
amen.
Said, amen to it.
Amen.
But brother, we have never seen rapture before.
Amen.
But God says it will come.
That's right.
Let us be like Noah.
Amen.
And prepare towards that rapture.
Amen.
That's what Noah did. Amen.
Amen.
But God accepted him to be what? To be perfect.
Amen. Amen.
Quickly. Now let's look at Job. And let's take Job 1:1. Amen. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He was perfect and upright. And one that feared God and eschewed what? Evil.
Amen.
So if we want to be perfect also, we've got to follow what Job was.
Yeah.
We all know the story of Job. The trial he went through. Amen. God used him to challenge Satan, but he never knew it. So my brother, look at what Job went through. He lost all his properties. And then to add more salt to his wounds, all his children perished. And when he was told, what does the Bible say? Said Noah, Job shaved his hair, tore up his clothes, and he fell down and worshipped God.
Amen.
God, that man alone, what he did, God accepted him to be what? A man of perfection. Praise the Lord. We go through trials, we go through difficulties, but we never murmur. God don't know what God is doing behind the scenes.
Right.
He's doing something to prove the devil that you
Hallelujah.
Are
Amen.
You are perfect woman.
Amen.
Child.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So when we are going through trials and difficulties, my brother, let's praise him.
Amen.
Let's take the word of Job and say, Lord, you gave it to me. You have taken. Blessed be thy name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, the last person, I have about 4 or 5, but that's, my time is up now. Let's look at what? Abraham. Oh, yes. Abraham. The scripture says, Abraham was 90 years old and 9, and the Lord appeared unto him. We all know Abraham. He was 75 when God promised him. For 25 years, he was 99 years. Still the promise had not yet come. And God came back again to confirm the promise.
Amen.
That was the time he changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. Praise the Lord. If it were you or myself, I would say, Lord, for how long? But Abraham believed in God.
Amen.
The scripture says he never staggered.
Amen.
To the promise. And so, when we, this year that we are entering, my brother, my sister, maybe the whole of what? The whole of the years that you tend to be a Christian, there's something that you have been asking from God, you have not received as yet. My brother, keep on it. Hold on to it like Abraham.
Amen.
God will make you perfect before him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will make you perfect like him.
Amen.
And so Abraham never staggered, and he stood upon every word that God has spoken to him.
Amen.
And even when the child came, God said, go and sacrifice that child to me. Mm. Abraham never asked God that, God, but even if you ask me all my flocks, I can use them to sacrifice for you. Mm. But why don't just leave that child for me? No, sir! Mm. Abraham just said, amen, God. He said a new, but there was one thing that was upon his heart, mm. which I want you to take into this year. Any time that you take the word of God, mm. my brother, just believe in your heart that God, his word, is Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, God will provide himself a bent sacrifice. Mm. That was what was in his heart.
Amen.
When he took Isaac and started moving, my brother, my sister, let us carry that kind of faith as
Amen.
We enter this 2018.
Amen.
How many would like to be like him?
Amen.
Oh, perfection, I couldn't finish. Praise the Lord. Let's stand.
To be like Jesus.
Gender.